Roger Johnson, President, National Farmers Union.
Roger, let's begin with NFU's reaction to the Senate markup and passage on a vote of 20-1 of their farm bill yesterday.
Well, it's very good news, first of all. It demonstrates that the tried and true traditional method of working on farm bills can still work, and that is to use an inclusive bipartisan process. That's what Chairman Roberts and Ranking Member Stabenow committed to do from the outset, and it worked. You know, they got a pretty decent bill out of committee. Really, the lone opponent was Senator Grassley, and his vote was to register his disappointment with the fact that they had not included payment limitation language that he was hoping to offer, but he had some technical drafting issues. It's sort of given the speed with which everything was happening that couldn't get resolved in time. I fully expect that he will have those amendments in good order, and they will be offered on the floor of the Senate. And I expect that they will pass again, just as they did last time. I expect they would pass on the House floor if they were offered again, just as they did last time. So it's a much better bill that's come out of the Senate Ag Committee than what came out of the House Agriculture Committee. There's really not much question about that. The last thing I'd say about this, Mark, is that there is one piece here that everybody kind of knows, but nobody really wants to acknowledge that they need to do something about, and it is this. Net farm income is less than half of what it was when the last farm bill was passed. Commodity prices are 40 to 50% lower than they were the last time a farm bill was passed. So the need for a safety net is much more acute today than it was 4 years ago when the last farm bill was passed. And there's no new money in this bill to do more with that safety net. If you compound that problem with the enormous disruption that's taking place on the trade front right now, I think it behooves the Senate and the House leadership to sit down and try to figure out what's a more rational response to both of these things. And I would argue, Farmers Union would argue, that the most rational response to this dilemma of very, very low net farm income and considerable increased pressure on market prices because of the trade disruptions is to build a stronger safety net. And, you know, we'll see as this thing plays out whether that might be possible. It's not in the Senate bill because they had to operate within the budget baseline they were given. But we'll see.
Well, and you bring up the baseline, and I guess I assumed at this point in the process that ship had sailed to find new money, but there could be a way?
Well, listen, if there's enough political pressure on members of Congress, of course there's a way. There's always a way to respond. So far, the response seems to be from Secretary Perdue saying that he's looking at CCC authority to do some sort of ad hoc payments. Almost nobody likes that idea. And I think most people on both the Senate and the House Ag Committee would agree that given a choice between that or making the safety net more robust, the latter would make a whole lot more sense. But they really need to be faced with that stark choice, and who knows what's going to happen over the next days, weeks, or months with respect to trade disruptions.
All right, Roger, anything else on the farm bill that you want to make sure we talk about today?
Listen, I would simply like to publicly commend both Chairman Roberts and Ranking Member Stabenow. I think they did a great job, and the proof is in the pudding. You know, they got a bill that that got very, very strong bipartisan support. I expect that they will get a bill passed on the Senate floor, and we'll be on our way. Now, whether the House can get their house in order is that's a different question.